Blog Talk Radio.
What is Sound Exchange? Sound Exchange is a nonprofit performance rights organization. The U.S. Copyright Office designated Sound Exchange to collect digital performance royalties. That's the money that recording artists and copyright holders are paid when the sound recordings that they own or helped create are played on some digital services or broadcast on the internet. It works like this. Let's say Billy writes a song and Jane sings it on a recording.
Get up.
When that recording is played on services like satellite radio, internet radio, cable TV music channels, or certain other places, those services are required to pay royalties. Billy, as the composer or songwriter, signs up with ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC, and they collect the money for him and his publisher. Jane, the recording artist, registers with Sound Exchange, which collects money for her and for the recording's copyright owner. Let's say Jane recorded that song for a label, Toboggan Records. Sound Exchange pays 50% of the royalties to the label, the copyright owner of that recording. Sound Exchange also pays 45% directly to Jane and 5% to a fund which pay backup singers and session players. If Jane is independent and owns her own sound recording copyright, she keeps 95% of the royalties. The folks who stream recordings, like webcasters and satellite radio companies, are called service providers. They supply Sound Exchange with reports of use, listing sound recordings that they've played, and send those in with the money they owe in royalties. Sound Exchange uses the reports of use to determine what Jane, Toboggan Records, and the fund are owed, and send them each a check. If Jane plays with the band, they split the royalties between them. Most sound recordings are music, like songs or even symphonies. But Sound Exchange also pays the creators and owners of comedy, spoken word, and any other creative work laid down on a sound recording. But to receive these royalties, artists and sound recording copyright owners must register with Sound Exchange. Registration is fast and free, and the only way Sound Exchange will know where to send the money. Some artists and rights holders don't know they're entitled to these royalties or just haven't submitted the forms. Sound Exchange can only make sure they get paid if they're registered. So support the arts and tell an artist about Sound Exchange. And artists and rights owners, you may already have money waiting for you. Make sure to register so you can get paid when you get played.
Person in my family that do music, so like they all depended on me, but nah, no musical background, just a lot of influences, you know what I mean? I remember I made a tape, you know how like everybody had a karaoke machine, make karaoke tapes and paste myself on top of the karaoke tape. So I got serious about 12, got in the studio about 13, 14, so like that was how I really started making tapes and, you know, letting people know I was serious, but I was like 12 years old, 11 years old. So, you know, once I really got a studio and all that, I linked up with somebody else, a guy by the name of Nauticus, Boat, and all that. So we did a group. We did a group thing. That's how I learned how to write 16, the hook. You know, I learned how to make a real song. Put the mic down. People is watching. Niggas is plotting. 17 shots get shot. That's how it is. Let me get into the shit. Get up on the microphone. Show you how I really get down. Blow, blow. Lay 17 niggas down.
Pretty much where I belong, where I'm always sleep here to eat here. Leave out, come back here. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people rap, man. A lot of people rap, sing, dance, everything. They do it part-time. You know what I'm saying? Like, they make a song and then let everybody hear it, put it on Facebook and YouTube, and then you don't hear no more about them.
I don't know.
I'm out, man. I'm here. I'm either here somewhere doing something that's gonna make something happen.
Yeah, for music, that was like in the third grade. Like, I had to do this talent show, and I was real scared to do the talent show. But I had always been rapping like the whole time. I was just running rap. So the talent show comes like in the last 2 weeks of the school year. So I do it, and I win it, and I still got the trophy for the talent show. So, like, that feeling on stage to me was like the best feeling I've ever had in my life. It was better than getting in the swimming pool after you hot. It's better than drinking water when you're thirsty. It was like the best place for me to be. I knew I was supposed to be there. I won. And, you know, that was the first time I did it, and that's where I feel the most comfortable. Like, you know what I mean? So that's when I'm in third grade. I don't just say I'm the hottest free agent because of rap music. I'm the hottest free agent as a package, man, because I've been doing it so long, man, that, you know what I mean, pretty much I get around other rappers probably with way more money than me, man, and they looking at me like, this guy here just might do something real, real crazy, you know what I'm saying? Might just take over something crazy. So it's true. I'm done, man. It's all about timing, man, you know what I mean? So I ain't in no rush to do something because I know what's coming, you know what I mean? So... I got Wayne on with my Lil Wayne, Akon, T-Pain, you know, a couple other people, man. You know, I ain't trying to name drop, you know, make me seem like I'm bigger than what I am, because every feature I get is still a blessing. Like, I'm still looking at myself as the, you know, I'm under the cargo of all people. That's so, like, everything is a blessing to me. I got them on the joint, the records came out hot, and, like, you know, I got them through different situations of just being around the right places, man, and being grinding and staying on your mind. So she came out hot. The records speak for themselves, man. But I ain't even calling it a mixtape. So I don't even say, yo, bite big mixtape. It's not even just a promo sample to show you how I get mine. You know what I'm saying? Because I got 200 more songs. So, you know, it is what it is. Motivation, man. What motivates me, man, is like, it's a few things. Like, first, like, it's a good feeling to write something that you really mean. Like, I got party records and stuff too, but like, if I really write a real record how I really feel, they always get the best response. So it's like, that's kind of motivation. If you give somebody a speech and they really feel you, and when you get finished speaking, they come up to you and say, hey, man, that really hit my heart. Or that really made me feel some kind of way. And that's motivation in itself, you know what I'm saying? So motivation is picking up my cell phone and seeing my kids on my phone. And motivation is like knowing that I got a whole city of people that has never been places I've been or seen things I've seen. So I want to provide an outlet for people to see the world, to not just be born right here and then die three streets away and never see nothing, you know what I'm saying? And so if I could just help a few people that I know when I'm doing something like that. So that's my motivation. I got people waiting for me. True supporters. True supporters is, I'm an underdog, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an underdog because I haven't really been over to do things that I don't think is right. So I'm an underdog in that sense. So my supporters is when people listen to real music, like they like my project stuff and all that stuff too. But I'm going to get you with the mic being the real me. The real me is when you hear some real music, you're like, okay, I see what this is about. So I'm going to talk to your heart, and the people who listen, they turn to my supporters, you know what I'm saying? So it's always that you've never heard me before, you come to a show, you're like, okay, I got to find this people. So the underdogs, they're my supporters. You know, I get the main people there to go. Right now, that's who my true supporters are. You know what I mean? Make a note, nigga, I'll eat your ass on any beat. You know what I mean? I mean that, but my real sound, like, it really, I got, like, heart music. Like, I believe, like, I can make 10 soul records. Like, I can talk directly to your soul and make you just be like, you know, this nigga on some shit. That's why, like, the people, they go to my party and shit, they like the other records and shit, but they love the records that is easy for me to write. I probably got to write that shit. So, like, my sound is more, you know, I can't really say it sound like nobody or whatever, but... You know, I know 50 Cent, you've been out of Newport News and shit for a while, so you kind of got like, people say I kind of some shit sound like you and all that, but you know, I'm just being me and shit. So overall, I got a whole different situation because I don't think 50 Cent can make a song like I make with Akon. You know what I mean? And he's a great artist, but that's my style. You know what I mean?
Sound Exchange. Sound Exchange is a nonprofit performance rights organization. The U.S. Copyright Office designated Sound Exchange to collect digital performance royalties. That's the money that recording artists and copyright holders start when the sound recordings that they own or helped create are played on some digital services or broadcast on the Internet. It works like this. Let's say Billy writes a song and Jane sings it on a recording.
Get up.
And that recording is played on services like satellite radio, Internet radio, cable TV music channels, or certain other places. Those services are required to pay royalties. Billy, as the composer or songwriter, signs up with ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC, and they collect the money for him and his publisher. Jane, the recording artist, registers with Sound Exchange, which collects money for her and for the recording's copyright owner. Let's say Jane recorded that song for a label, Toboggan Records. Sound Exchange pays 50% of the royalties to the label, the copyright owner of that recording. Sound Exchange also pays 45% directly to Jane and 5% to a fund which pay backup singers and session players. If Jane is independent and owns her own sound recording copyright, she keeps 95% of the royalties. The folks who stream recordings, like webcasters and satellite radio companies, are called service providers. They supply Sound Exchange with reports of use, listing sound recordings that they've played, and send those in with the money they owe in royalties. Sound Exchange uses the reports of use to determine what Jane, Toboggan Records, and the fund are owed, and send them each a check. If Jane plays with a band, they split the royalties between them. Most sound recordings are music, like songs or even symphonies. But Sound Exchange also pays the creators and owners of comedy, spoken word, and any other creative work laid down on a sound recording. But to receive these royalties, artists and sound recording copyright owners must register with Sound Exchange. Registration is fast and free, and the only way Sound Exchange will know where to send the money. Some artists and rights holders don't know they're entitled to these royalties or just haven't submitted the forms. Sound Exchange can only make sure they get paid if they're registered. So support the arts and tell an artist about Sound Exchange. And artists and rights owners, you may already have money waiting for you. Make sure to register so you can get paid when you get played.
I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. Just tired of all this. I know how thick you felt when we both ready to die. Same old problems, letting bullshit slide. See the same faces, working and clubbing the same places. Dusty shoes, dirty laces. Sick of the white man, top of the total hope. Jesus, I'm a hand, they understand me, let me go. I feel like Bobby Brown with the main hit prerogative. Tired of struggle, tired of seeing positives. Tired of selling drugs and walking out of the fucking club. Getting a fresh shade, the stage for some goofy love. Tired of behaving and not slapping the perpetrators. Tired of lying, tired of bitches, tired of playing games. Tired of rappers who started shit last week. Requests on my street for all rapping and whack beats. I'm tired of whisper thinking, tired of being a nice guy. This is what it sounds like right before the concert night. Tired of
I'm the wrong side of the track.
to stand in bed all day, so you know what I mean? Tired of seeing racism. Tired of missing Thanksgiving. Not being home for Christmas. Tired of being an outcast. But not around the outside. Tired of getting caught missing the truth. Come on. Tired of getting advice. Chasing bad outcomes. Living far from home until I bring the way I come. Tired of having conversations. Pretending like I'm interested. Getting what I want. Yeah, get me complicated. Tired of being down. Tired of being devastated. Tired of being real. Cause I'm tired of being hated. Tired of not calling mom to say I made it. The spares that I made became them what I hated. Tired of going to sleep like there's nothing going on. Enough gas to make it, but not enough for home. Tired of feeling this way, wanted to go away. Had my hand in a bad night, was having a bad day.
Yeah. head rock. Game on, man, like I'm playing out the Xbox. Quick game, 4-3-6 to make your head rock. You're home so hard, my brothers are just your head rock. You can lose sight in the room, that's a blood too. See me in the lot with a German that's near coat. Body to mind, so you may be Mr. Ferrari. No, it's coming when I ding. Long, long, so hard, come. Long, long, such underneath the jaw, jaw. Keep the gun, to keep the mic on. Don't turn me on the four shots, jaw.
Yeah. the flip though, though. Light you up the shit though, though. Hold us outside, real.
Real charge, get together and hit the deal and play the joint. Join the cars, don't clear. Y'all better get y'all die right. Yo, yo, clean it up.
Now I ain't getting this bitch, motherfucker. Yeah, I need to start paying attention, man.
Yo,
DJ, I'm here.
Yo.
Deals. And before we do that, I want to take just a minute to say how we ended up with 360 deals. So to understand that, we need to understand a little bit about what's going on in the record business today. And viewer discretion is advised. CD sales have declined radically, which is not news to anybody here, I'm sure. But a few years ago, you could expect to be number one if you sold, say, 600,000 to 1.2 million CDs in the first week. Today, some weeks, you can be number one if you sell 100,000 copies or less. In the industry, year 2000, there were 942 million CDs shipped worldwide. In 2007, there were 511 million. Now, the digital has offset this somewhat. If you look at the shipments in 2000, it was 14 billion. And if you look at it in 2007, it was 10 billion. But as you can see, whatever it's offsetting it is still a radical erosion. And over the last recent periods of time, digital sales are starting to flatten because they haven't come up with a model that's really taken off and caught consumers. The streaming business is showing some promise, but the numbers are not yet significant. And evidence of the slipping CD sales was that in April of this year, iTunes passed Walmart as the number one retailer in America. Since its inception, iTunes has sold over 5 billion downloads. Now, that sounds very impressive, except every week on the pirate sites, there's between 600 and 700 million illegal downloads, which means every 8 weeks, they outdo what iTunes has done from inception. Now, on the positive side, there's more music being consumed than ever, even if it's not being paid. And there's going to be a chance in the future to sell music to people who would have never gone to record stores back when those existed.
Old people.
So given this environment, record companies came to a conclusion, which basically, however they decided to sugarcoat it, was we cannot make money as a record company anymore. They take the position they're the engine driving the train. They're the ones spending money to make an artist a star, and that because of that, they think they should be entitled to a piece of the earnings from all areas, not just in records, because in fact, they are the one building the artist's career. When the 360 deals started originally, they were more like 90 or 180 or 240 deals, and they would grab one or two other income streams, whatever they could get. They've now turned to what's called 360, meaning they try to take a piece of all of the artist's income. In the beginning, the record companies originally made the pitch of, we'll give you much more on the record side if you give us these other income streams. That lasted about 9 to 12 months. Now the record deals in 360s don't look much different from the record deals without the 360, if you look at kind of what's going on. So the question is, are 360 deals a land grab, or are they a fair adjustment to a reality recognizing that the company is adding value to an artist's career in more than one area? And that's what we're going to look at today through a hypothetical.
Fonte, you on the beat.
What up, Mike?
Hey,
can I?
Real talk. Yo, we back by popular demand. We black by popular demand. It's my point. We top power. The money maker. Detroit is called
love
song. Real talk. Let's get it on. WTBPA.
You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in a rush to get our love on. I ain't the kind of kid that really make love song, but I'm feeling like the real estate and love Jones. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in a rush to get our love on. I ain't the kind of kid that really make love song, but I'm feeling like the real estate and love Jones. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. This is why I'm in the rush to get that little bone. That ain't the kind of kid that really make little songs. But in the real estate and little tones, you the kind of kid that make a nigga little home. This is why I'm in the rush to get that little bone. I know you like the beat. I know you like how. I know you like now. I know you like why. But I ain't so for real. It is what it is. I wanna share some bills. I wanna share thrill. Yeah, share thrill. Black people come to cheers. You hear where I live. Let's get it done. And do it right. So to me, a family is straight up in life. Don't mean to rush you through, but I ain't got no time to play. Get checked out, folks dying every day. So I feel nice. Why should we push them up? I'm a woman,
this is why I'm in a rush to get that little bone. Now ain't the kind of kid that
really make little songs. But shit, they never really see a little tone. You the kind of shit that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in the rush to shit that love home.
Save me, 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 save me
y'all, man.
What you doing?
You want me to read it?
All right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Talk to you about your copyrights, your public performance in particular, and how you get paid in the digital world. Traditionally, we've used BMI, ASCAP, CSAC. These organizations collect your money for nightclubs, radio stations, and elevator music, grocery stores, basic brick-and-mortar public performance of your copyrighted work. But up until about 2003, when a new organization came along, you were not getting paid for internet play or cable music channels. Now, I'm not talking about BET or MTV. I'm talking about like Much Music. Up high on your cable channels, usually the All Music channels or XM Satellite. These are in the digital world, and they fall under the New Millennium Copyright Act. And basically, up until then, like I said, nobody got paid. Nowadays, everybody's getting paid, including the producers, including the guest musicians, including the copyright SR holder, that's the sound recording holder, and the copyright PA form, which is the musical work copyright. And that company is called Sound Exchange. Great company. You can go to www.soundexchange.com and check them out. I've got it open here, and basically on the left-hand side it says, where do I start? Recording artist or artist representative. If you're an artist, click on that. If you are the sound recording copyright owner, that's what this copyright owner is. It's a little deceptive because if your copyright is of the musical work, you're a copyright owner too. But this copyright owner position here, they're talking about record labels or independent artists who don't have a record label that also copyrighted their music as the sound recording, the embodiment of your music on like a CD. But either one, you're going to go to these places and you're going to read it, figure out what it is. But the big thing is on this right-hand side is how you sign up for it. Now, it's totally free to sign up. It'll take you about 15, 20 minutes. As you can see here on the right-hand side, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 forms to do. You don't have to do all of them, but you do have to do this royalty distribution info. That is your contact information, who you are, and what you're claiming the song is yours. The W-9 you have to do, that is your taxes, how you're going to get your taxes done. Artist designation and authorization, that is you authorizing them to collect this money for you. Just like with BMI or ASCAP, you have to do the exact same thing with them because they are your registered agent. This W-8 tax form, that's for non-U.S. residents. If you are watching this blog or video blog right now, from, let's say, Canada, and your stuff is getting played in the U.S., you still need to sign up with Sound Exchange. You'll just have to do this W-8 tax form. The electronic funds transfer is basically you saying, I want you to deposit straight into my bank account, my savings account, my checking account. So make sure you do that. It's much faster. You won't be waiting on a check to come. They pay out about every 4 months. It's quarterly or every 3 months. And they're pretty good about it. Letter of direction. Now, the letter of direction, what that is if you had a producer on here, you're going to have to fill out this letter of direction so he gets paid his percentage. If you had a guest rapper or a guest singer or a guitar player, by filling out a letter of direction, you are telling Sound Exchange that you want them to get a piece of the pie because they contributed to this.
On the publishing side, when you make a deal with a publisher, there's going to be a certain split. You may co-own the copyright. It's fairly typical deals these days. You co-own the copyright. You, the writer, get 50% of the money as the writer, and the other 50 is divided between the writer and the publisher, what we call a co-publishing deal. So you own the copyright 50-50, but you're a co-publisher, so the net effect is, depending on the other language of the contract, you, the writer, are getting 75% of the money, and the publisher is getting 25% of the money. An administration deal may not involve any ownership of the copyright. The administrator may take anywhere from 20 to 10 to even 5% and just gets a commission for collecting your money. But you know where you stand on it. The X factor, I guess, on the publishing side is for BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, the Performing Rights Society, it's not always clear how much they're taking. I don't know that there's any way to, for instance, and again, I'm not sure about this one, you know, in talking to people from the various performing rights society, no person has ever been able to tell me how do you calculate, you know, what's the formula for me to verify that my guy got the right amount of money for his songs, and how, what's your percentage that you get for doing that? I'm sure they know internally, but I have a feeling it's more of an allotment formula. So it's done with averages and very complicated formulas that are beyond the scope of any one person to understand, probably something in a computer. But again, it's the next factor in terms of, you know, if I had a hit song that had exactly the same amount of performances and I co-wrote it with you, and then we had another song with the same amount of performances that I co-wrote with you, would we make the same amount of money from our Performing Rights Society on song number one and song number two? I mean, how does that work? And if you're with BMI and I'm with ASCAP, do you and I get the same amount of money? Not necessarily. You may get more, or I may get more, and we would wonder, well, how does that happen? Because it's the same song. And again, that has to do with that kind of whatever the internal formula of each performing rights organization is. Again, I'm not trying to make an indictment of either of them. I'm just saying in all my years in the business, it's never been clear to me that there's an exact mathematical formula that I could sit down with and say, all right, it's been played this many times on the radio, so this is how much money I get. I think with things like BDS and better tracking systems, you may eventually get more transparency, I guess would be the word. But at this point in time, I'm not aware that anyone could tell you as a songwriter how they came to the number that they're paying you exactly. And like I said, the biggest issue has been when, right, not some of the performing rights societies I know in the past have said, if your co-writer gets more than you, we'll pay you the difference. So if he made $1,000 more than you on the same song, we'll give you the $1,000. And that's all well and good, but it doesn't solve the problem of really go why didn't we all end up with the same amount of money? I understand you'll make up the difference to give you an incentive to stay with, you know, this organization instead of the other organization, but I don't know if that answers the question of well, how you calculated it in the first place.
Yo, real talk, just to let everybody know, yo, I'm dropping some knowledge on you right quick because, yo, real talk, it's about that time. Yo, about 45 days from now, all artists that definitely have all the issues in compliance with Sound Exchange, CSAC, BMI, ASCAP, and so forth, are looking to definitely see your first set of royalties. Another reason why we're playing this is to also let you know that the industry is changing. If you've been paying attention to the news in terms of what's going on with media, let me just keep score with you. You know, right now, major organizations are merging. Companies such as Walmart are picking up companies like Uvu. You know what I'm saying? Blockbusters have actually been spent off. They're doing a lot of things internationally now. Anyway, with every company getting larger and merging, what they're saying in the industry is that most people have to get into the position where this new millennium laws is affecting everyone. That's from P1 stations to P2 stations. And because of that, you need to understand and know that it's essential that you make sure you understand and know where your content is, how it's being rotated, how it's being tracked, in order for you to understand and know exactly how you're to be compensated. Now, I'm going to make this real simple for you. I'm going to run another commercial. We're going to run a couple more songs, take some more callers, see what's up, see what's happening. I got a lot of stuff I'm going to jam down, you know, and ride down tonight. But pretty much, In the whole scope of it, pretty much the industry now is at a forefront and a process where companies such as Amazon, CD Baby, I'm gonna put that piff out there as well. Companies like these have all come to the realization that they must ante up and pay direct royalties to the content providers, which is the artists who are producing and creating the music. Keyword use. U-S-E, that capital letter, U-S-E, that means that as long as your content is in use, you will be entitled to get to enjoy compensation. Now, the compensation that's in question is not compensation that they have to go out and get. It's compensation that they have already collected. 80% of the Internet use also contributes to 80% of how music is distributed these days, especially here in the United States. So everyone that actually has music that's up on Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, just name a few, are in a position where they're going to be receiving back royalties from these agencies. But it all starts with making sure you're properly registered. Sound Exchange is step number one. Step number two is making sure that the content is properly registered with the Copyright Office, you know, with the United States government. You have to do both. And the third and the most important is a songwriter's guild. That guild must be filled out by the songwriter, and it must express how the spread of your royalties is to be distributed throughout the entire organization. So if you are your own publishing distributing entity, the Songwriters Guild is like instructions on how you are to be paid and how are you to, from that, to pay others that are associated with your project. Real talk is real simple, but you know what I'm saying? They make it real complicated, but real talk, we're getting ready to definitely smooth it out, get ready to take it to a whole nother level. So if you got any questions, concerns, call in to 678-534-8447. I'm in the office from 9 till 5. What's my office hours? 9 to 4. I ain't going to say 9 to 5. I'm going to say 9 till 9. Because, yo, I'm usually in there all times of the day. Phone rings off the hook all the time of the day. So, yo, just definitely get at me. This is your boy, J-Dog. This is WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. We'll drop this short commercial on you. Come back for more exclusive joints on WTDTA Radio. The time is 10:25. PM Eastern Standard Time. You're definitely on the line, on the rise, and on the grind with WTBTA Radio.
What is Sound Exchange? Sound Exchange is a nonprofit performance rights organization. The U.S. Copyright Office designated Sound Exchange to collect digital performance royalties. That's the money that recording artists and copyright holders are paid when the sound recordings that they own or helped create are played on some digital services or broadcast on the Internet. It works like this. Let's say Billy writes a song and Jane sings it on a recording.
Get up.
When that recording is played on services like satellite radio, Internet radio, cable TV music channels, or certain other places, those services are required to pay royalties. Billy, as the composer or songwriter, signs up with ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC, and they collect the money for him and his publisher. Jane, the recording artist, registers with Sound Exchange, which collects money for her and for the recording's copyright owner. Let's say Jane recorded that song for a label, Toboggan Records. Sound Exchange pays 50% of the royalties to the label, the copyright owner of that recording. Sound Exchange also pays 45% directly to Jane and 5% to a fund, which pay backup singers and session players. If Jane is independent and owns her own sound recording copyright, she keeps 95% of the royalties. The folks who stream recordings, like webcasters and satellite radio companies, are called service providers. They supply Sound Exchange with reports of use, listing sound recordings that they've played, and send those in with the money they owe in royalties. Sound Exchange uses the reports of use to determine what Jane, Toboggan Records, and the fund are owed, and send them each a check. If Jane plays with the band, they split the royalties between them. Most sound recordings are music, like songs or even symphonies. But Sound Exchange also pays the creators and owners of comedy, spoken word, and any other creative work laid down on a sound recording. But to receive these royalties, artists and sound recording copyright owners must register with Sound Exchange. Registration is fast and free, and the only way Sound Exchange will know where to send the money. Some artists and rights holders don't know they're entitled to these royalties or just haven't submitted the forms. Sound Exchange can only make sure they get paid if they're registered. So support the arts and tell an artist about Sound Exchange. And artists and rights owners, you may already have money waiting for you. Make sure to register so you can get paid when you get played.
Moving and we beat Got me feeling all soft inside like Huggies. Even hug me while I'm asleep. Can I better bring it back, back like judo? Once we kicking it like judo. Who sure ain't it? Can't explain it, but I play it more than usual. Yeah, I'm thinking of feeling this mutual, and I see you every day. How many, I ain't sure. How many can I say? I'll be sending you some text messages with the tallies at the end. So when you vibrate in this spot, I'm reminding you again. Play the song and close your eyes and you'll be finding me again. Hear me whisper something silent that your body is my wit. When I touch you, I'm alive. I ain't lying, please believe that. It's your favorite song. Call me up and hear me right now.
Yo, real talk, this is where they do to that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. It is what it is. All you got to do is just dial in at 347-934-0318. All you got to do is definitely get in where you fit in. It's all about the urban experience, y'all, so you know what you got
to
do.
I'm very religious. I like to hear that because there's a bunch of devil worshipers in Hollywood. That Hollywood. And there's a lot of black folks, too. And they be throwing up them signs, you see them, this, that, all of them. Watch the rappers. Watch them, folks. It's scary. It's very scary. That devil is real.
Well, what is this?
Oh, it's the devil in this mess. Yeah.
Because I thought this was up. I thought this was rock on.
Be careful. No. The goat. Be careful. They'll get you. Be careful.
I had to keep my ass standing. I'm doing like this. Like, rock on. It's like, no.
No. Watch them.
Why? Yeah, I mean, you know how, like, you got a bad joint. She ain't super bad, but she ain't ugly either, though. But she going on. Yeah, I mean, she going on. And she's cool and shit. And, like, I had one, I never got to tell her, like, nobody would like her.
Girl, she be my trainer. She-
No matter where you at, we at two different places, but the cards match like goldfish. You are my gold list. Can't wish us for the sweetest kiss. If it was candy, I would have to call the sweetest fish. Ain't that the sweetest fish? Now they can't compare to her. My life is something different. I would be somewhere with her. Just me and me and Brian's bird. All heads are telling me it, but it can't hurt.
Oh man, lost sweaty tears. Niggas is dead and shit. The fuck else could happen, yo? Don't think much more, son. I'm not gonna sing at all, yo.
Blowing niggas with rusty ass German things. Giving the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. So when you rest you, when it rains, it pours and all. Hit them with the ball, don't even know I'm from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me. Sisters wanna rap me, put it right with it back, bitch. Keep my guns close to me, and the bigs even closer. Send the kites with the motor rollers, yo. Give them the cold soda with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the back, some steps for gas. Since a little dude, eating niggas full, buck 50. Niggas can kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? And the queen beat it with that. Only your fly bitch like Gat. The bitch relax. Rock and sleep. Make the biggest drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face while I'm flying instead.
Don't do real shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club shit. Have you riding out when you're drunk? Stuff to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club shit. Have you riding out when you're drunk? Stuff to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD cause it's never enough. Hot damn hoes, here we go again. Like it's a rock, hard as a top. This shit not for blocks, too hard tops in the fucking lot. Man, my nigga rock like the fucking lot. I put on down, three, four, down. Like a wrestler, another knock under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer. To you, an old competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of you. I'm a leader, now I'm following shit. I'm coming in the game with some modeling shit. Stuck hot, to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the cue. To the B, it's the M-O, E-B, Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we see double E-P. Yeah, I wish I lived a life by this. Yo, we're riding, tell them what this is done. Yo, it's done, yeah. Shit, to make you feel shit, dump them in the club, shit. Happy riding out when you drop this. To your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OG, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit. Make you feel shit, dump them in the club, shit. Happy rubbing out, we ain't drop, they drop. To your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OG, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit, I need that shit. To boost my adrenaline, you rock that shit. The real life shit, makes bitches wanna thug it. Make the projects of it, come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it, let's do it. Infamous small forces. Check out the torture that the ram figures. My thugs people with it swing ghosts. Gangsta, how we rock. While you watch, attracted our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns, we get busy, it get crispy. Beat niggas bloody, twist niggas frontin'. Get the running, for the men get the jumpin'. The fans get the dumpin'. M.O.B.B. got the whole spot jumpin'. When my niggas step in the place, man, you gotta love it.
Shit, dump them in the club, shit. Happy riding out when you drop this. To your ears from the war uncut. Can't have a nigga OG, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit. To make you feel shit, dump them in the club, shit. Happy riding out when you drop this. To your ears from the war uncut. Can't have a nigga OG, cause it's never enough.
Hip hop.
It's quite a sizable joke, Wolf.
Yeah, it was sizable, 5.9, almost 6.0. That's a significant earthquake, about 80 or 90 miles outside of Washington, actually closer to Richmond, Virginia. But we felt it here. We're up on Capitol Hill in our building, CNN Washington, D.C. Bureau. And I was on the eighth floor, and all of a sudden it just started slowly. You felt the ground, the floor moving a little bit. The desk started to shake a little bit. But then you could really feel the pounding, and it there was a real jolt, and I'm guessing it landed for 20 or 30 seconds, I immediately suspected once that happened that it was an earthquake, although originally I thought maybe there was some construction going on another floor, and that was the situation. But this is an earthquake. We haven't had one here in the Washington, D.C. area in a long time, and as you've been pointing out, Michael, it's been felt all over the eastern seaboard up to New York, Ohio, obviously in Virginia where the epicenter is. So it's a significant earthquake, and I suspect there's going to be significant damage, although we have no reports of injuries or damage right now. But I'm sure that that will unfold in the coming hours. We'll get a full sense of what has happened. But we felt it. We felt it dramatically here in Washington, D.C. There's no doubt about that.
Yo, real talk, it is what it is. This is WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flames, the national artists that are changing the game. Yo, just hitting you, catching up on a little bit of news right quick. Real talk, man. Now, the quake that they're talking about was actually a 5.8 or 5.9 on the Richter scale, and it was actually felt from as far north as Virginia, New York, all the way down to certain parts of Georgia actually felt it as well. Real talk, so it is what it is. I mean, you know, hey, I thought it was a plane flying over. I didn't know until after I checked the news really what the business is. Real talk. It is what it is. On what they do to that radio, man, things are shaking up. Real talk, it is what it is. But, yo, we're going to definitely keep it all the way 100, do what we do. This is WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I'm going to go to request lines. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to see what's happening. I'm going to see where you're doing it at on WTDTA Radio. Yo, V-Dub, if you out there, man, can you hear me, man?
What's up? It's a lot of news today, man. Today, shoot, it feel like Media Monday today. I thought yesterday was Media Monday. Wow.
That was a lot of stuff.
I'm glad I didn't want to feel the earthquake because I'm already, you know, matrixed out. So if I would have felt that, so.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you on this side.
And then it messed up some of the national monuments. So what is this? They was trying to shake down the Martin Luther King statue. What's going on, y'all?
All I'm trying to say is, man, you better pay attention to what the business is. Talk, you know, because there's a lot of stuff that's happening. But you know what? The quake was felt all up and down the East Coast, even in parts of Georgia, actually felt a part of it. So it was like really like some serious stuff. You know, I thought it was a plane flying over. I didn't know until I went and checked. I was like, man, they had an earthquake. That was okay. Now, what's up? But yo, that's just the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. Real talk, all I'm saying is, man, you better pay attention. I've been trying to tell you. A lot of stuff happening. Pay attention. Read in between the lines. Do what you got to do, yo, so you'll definitely be aware. But, yo, give us some more news in terms of just what else is popping off around the globe right now. What's up in terms of current events?
Kim Kardashian's wedding, they said the police was called 22 times.
Good grief. 22 times at a wedding?
Yeah.
Wow. Now that's news right there. Just in the fact of, you know, where they do that at, where you have the police called at a wedding 22 times.
Right. Why does the police have to show up? I'm so upset. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett breaking up.
What?
I just pulled that up. Dang it.
You upset? Now bring it back down to us. You upset about what now?
Will and Jada breaking up.
You know that was coming. Come on, man.
Man.
You didn't see that coming. You didn't see that coming. you didn't see what was coming.
What the fudge? Okay, maybe so. Maybe.
I'm going to say it like this. I mean, all you got to do is just check your feet game. Real talk, it was like, you, all right, remember when they had Tom Cruise all in the new Scientology stuff? And then they had Will on there.
Hold on, wait a second. Wait a second. Breaking news. They released a press release, Will and Jada. They're rumors. They're not breaking up.
Okay. So it's leaked in the press that they ain't, that they're breaking up, but then it's like they're not breaking up. Man.
Okay, hold on. No, okay, update. It's a Twitter imposter. Sorry.
Okay. Twitter, Twitter imposter putting it out there.
I wonder if their at handle is at Twitter imposter or just at imposter. They need to stop. Mm-hmm. They're messing with some sensitive documents here.
And what they're trying to
Will
do.
Will and Jada, that's the big ticket.
Well, you know, they're trying to like the heartthrob of the epitome of black success, you know.
Sexy black success.
Yeah, you know, so it's kind of like, you know.
Because my girl Jada bad and Will is all right.
Yeah, true. You know, they got an eye in there for what they're trying to do. So, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, I'm just going to say this. Once again, pay attention. If they're leaking out stories in terms of they're breaking up and then they're on again, off again, it ain't a rumor. It's going to be, you know. Now, all I can say is Arnold Schwarzenegger, man, because it was the same thing with him. You know, on again, off again. Then he ended up having a baby with the maid. Then all hell broke loose. So, you know,
oh, I know. When they say he about to make another movie. So they said there weren't any illegal drugs. Yeah, I don't want to talk about Arnold. Arnold was a mess.
Hey, he was all the same, man. So it's like nothing surprises me in Hollywood anymore. It doesn't. It's just like, okay, all right, what are you trying to do now? They're trying to distract us from something. So, you know, they're going to pull us in with, you know, who did what, who shot John in the back 3 times, you know. Got to figure that out. But real talk, I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening, man. I'm just really, really, really. I am going to say this. I'm really proud of. You know, we had a group that just recently responded to the Today is the Day campaign. They have been actually going out in their local cities, all throughout over in Arizona. We have some folks out in Miami, and a couple other folks out in the Midwest. I forget the other states. They're actually really out there, really petitioning and really pushing today's campaign, and really, you know, making sure that all of us, in, you know, in terms of our culture and our community, is aware of a lot of the things that are out there that's, you know, doing, you know, dragging us from one side to the other. So, you know what I'm saying? Yo, word does get out, and positiveness will prevail. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to just keep doing what we do. Keep holding it down, and the rest is going to be history. But, you know, real talk, there's a lot of stuff that's happening, man. A lot of stuff that's happening. All I'm saying is, you know, you said something when you were saying, man, they just put the monument up. Now we have an earthquake. So what that mean? Well,
right.
And speculate, but I'm it's too early in the night for that. I'm going to let that go. But
I mean, crazy things have happened, right?
Oh, yeah. Crazy things have happened.
Not in Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, you know,
we ain't had no 5.8 earthquake ever.
No, we ain't never had no 5.8
historic
earthquake.
Quake. That's what they call it. I done heard it. It's got so many nicknames. I done heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it called the East Coast quake, the historic quake.
Yeah, Yeah, we didn't have an historic earthquake, but I remember back in the 80s, they sat there and lied and said it was an earthquake that occurred and one of the reactors that blew up, and then, you know, we realized when we had two other fish in the Savannah River what the business was, so,
wow.
You know, they, you know, hey, you thank Ron for that one, man. Reagan went up there, man, and just straight lied to the whole world, you know, he first he said we're going to slow down making uranium, and then, man, after a while, they was going off the chain, and I guess something blew the fuck up, and they didn't want to let the story leak out to the press, so they just, you know, said, you know, small earthquake or something like that. I was like, nah, y'all over here blowing up shit, and we need to know what the hell y'all trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, maybe this earthquake is 5.8, this East Coast quake, you know, for all y'all scholars out there and all y'all folks that really follow with geography. You kind of do a little research, see what type of plane that we sit on in terms of the tectonic plates, and then you figure out from that, was it really an earthquake or was it really something else? I mean, I'm just saying. Could be. I mean, nuclear reactors, if you pay attention to world news, nuclear reactors are exploding all over the globe. Ever since that big earthquake over there in China, shit is still melting down and burning up and blowing the fuck up. And we're not saying it. We're not talking about it. We're just saying, well, you know, I guess we won't say anything to that big green monster cloud floats over, and, you know, we have acid rain, and, you know, now we're worrying about, you know, that. When that happens, and then we'll talk about it. But I'm just saying, man, it's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff is happening, man. Real talk on WTVTA Radio. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take another caller right quick, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to shake some folks up in just a second, but I'm just waiting, you know what I'm saying? I did get in trouble, V-Dub. I'm going to say it on the air. I did get in trouble yesterday for what we were talking about, you know. But as I said before.
And that ain't nothing new.
You know, ain't nothing new, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm like, Devo! You know, like Chris Tucker said, you know what I'm saying? I got mind control over Devo. He'd be like, shut the fuck up. I'd be quiet. And when he leaves, he talking to me. Real talk. It is what it is, man. So, you know, hey, okay, stop it, man. It is what it is. I'm going to take a call right quick, see what's up, see what's happening. See where they doing it at on WTVTA Radio. Yo, call us. The last 4 digits of your number is 9080. You're definitely in the building on WTVTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's good, J-Dog? It's your boy, Cool Gray.
What's up? Yo, my man Cool, DJ Cool at that. Cool, you know what I'm saying? He done changed his name. Tell him the new name. What's the new name? I heard that new swag. What you call yourself, comment?
Cool Gray, man. Cool Gray.
Cool Gray. Real talk. You say real talk. Get it right. You put the cool in front of the gray, and it's greatness. Real talk. I like that. That's what's up. What's good with you, man?
Man, ain't nothing, man. I done had the little tremor today, hey, man. Yeah. On the low. I mean, Cordell, man, he said what's up, but yeah. Had the little tremor today, a little mini earthquake. Shit was a little crazy.
You know, yeah, shit looked crazy. All I'm trying to say, man, I'm going to say it. Real talk, man, if you have earthquakes on the East Coast, y'all better pay attention to what the fuck is going on now.
Exactly.
And shit's been happening. All I'm saying, they've been telling us West Coast is the one that's been to fall in the goddamn ocean. Why is it shaking up over here?
Yeah, exactly. Peripheral is everything just basically started from the main plot of all that started from oil leak. That's all. Okay. That's the main thing that they got everything acting weird right now. It's oil. They don't mix. Water and oil do not mix.
That's right. It don't mix. You're right. It doesn't mix. And I'm just saying, I'm not the sharpest knife in the shed. But you don't have to piss on me. I mean, it's raining either. I kind of look around. I was like, all right, now let's just back all the way up. All right. First of all, we thought for years and years and years and years and years and years, and I'm just going back just in what I remember. I remember when the folks came on TV and told all of us that in case of a nuclear, you know, fallout, you find your closest bomb shelter. Now, even when I was in my earliest, like, first grade and second grade, we had to know where the fuck the nuclear fallout shelters were at. They taught you that shit in school, so if some shit fell out the sky, you knew where the fuck to go. And then all of a sudden, when I got in middle school and high school, you know, I'm just sharing some shit with you. You know, they was talking about that. You know, we had a certain president that was in office at that particular time. That the school's teachers was going crazy. They were talking about we got to go to a metric system. You know, now the poor teachers in there, they don't even know the metric shit. They can't even teach it to the kids. So they just said, fuck it. The U.S. ain't going to do metric. You know, fuck it. I don't give a fuck what the rest of the world is doing. We ain't learning metrics. We stayed standard. The rest of the world went metric. And after that shit, it's kind of been somebody say one thing, we look over there, and something else happened, and then it's like, my bad. Now, going back to what you're saying with this earthquake shit, you know, and this oil, you know what I'm saying? I remember distinctly we broke a story at the beginning of last year about the oil spill, and me and B-Dub and Beanie Weenie both said, all right, let's back up. First of all, the places where they drilling for this fucking oil, didn't we just sign some type of treaty or sanction that said we wasn't supposed to be fucking with the shit to start with? So how they supposedly fixed it was, they all I'm saying is that they doing some shit they ain't got no business. We know that. And it's some repercussions. It's some major repercussions. You know, if you out there doing some shit, you ain't got no business, some shit gonna happen. You know, now if you don't want to scare everybody, you're just going to say, oh, it was just a gas leak or we had a power outage or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. It would not surprise me if there was something heading towards Earth as we speak that we don't know nothing about. And at the last fucking minute, you know, somebody going to come on TV and ask you, do you know where your nearest fallout shelter at? And you're going to be like, what the fuck? I don't remember that shit. I don't know where the fuck to go. You know, it's going to be too little too late. I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, a lot of fucking shit is happening. You know what I'm saying? They supposedly killed the space program, but they still sending shit up there. They just ain't publicizing on TV no more. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like NASA shut the fuck down. It's just that, hey, we're not covering that shit no more. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl, the World Series, and, you know, the Kadesh, you know. What's her name? What was the name, VW, that had the police come out there 22 times with the wedding? What's her name?
Kim Kardashian.
You know, we're going to worry about Kim Kardashian.
Oh, check this out, too. I don't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry, but there's a new thing. Remember the planking and the owling? Now it's swatting, where folks is having to, calling the police and giving them some bogus story enough to send the SWATs to your door. So it's the new send a pizza to your friend's house type of gag is what I heard. Crazy.
Let me tell you what that's going to do. You fuck around and send the SWAT team to some niggas that I know that's out there doing some shit, it ain't going to be pretty. You fuck up. But that's crazy, though. That's too much fucking free time on your end. So they are just like, they're sitting on the phone just calling the SWAT team being like, you know, first of all, what you got to make a serious fucking call to have a SWAT team.
Right. Say it is a hostage situation or something like that is
You know what I'm saying? This is not like, you know, you making prank calls and shit like that. You talking about some real. If the SWAT team show up at your house, it's some shit happening now. I'm sorry. Anytime the folks come with the bulletproof damn lens on and the vest and the black boots and the baton, it ain't gonna be pretty now. Somebody just had something on that phone. So if that's what they doing, that's too much free time. But it doesn't surprise me. Really doesn't.
But
all I'm saying is, man. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, my bad. You can finish. Go ahead.
What I was going to say was that, I mean, yo, cool, check this out, man. Yo, what, you don't see SWATs in action, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, maybe it's just me. Usually when the SWAT team is involved, usually it's some serious shit going down, right?
Yeah, they not coming from nothing small. It's going to be something major.
Yeah, it's going to be something pretty big. SWAT team coming, you know, those niggas are coming to make your ass cease and fucking desist. You know, that's just real talk. Oh, that shit got me a little scared now. Now, damn, you know. Well, you know, what part of the country is they doing that in so we can put their ass on blast?
You know what? I don't even know. It was so stupid. I didn't even care to even know where them people from. You know what I'm saying? These folks need to talk to their children, point blank, and know what your kids are doing. You get what I'm saying? Like,
look,
for real.
Look, real talk. If your ass ain't old enough to have a job, you don't need a cell phone. That's how I feel.
I'm with that, too. We function just fine being where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. You get what I'm saying?
We didn't have
I don't know.
Let me tell you. Well, I'm going to tell you, when they opened up call waiting, man, that was a party line, shawty. We didn't have no cell phone. We had one phone in the house. And you know what? Once two or more that was on that line, your ass just had to wait. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have to sell shit. Fuck that. That was Big Mama phone.
Right.
and Big Mama had time limits on that shit. You know how it go, man. BW, you remember. You know how it is. You know what I'm saying? You got to get on the phone at a certain time.
Man, I ran my granny phone. I ain't going to lie. They already knew. Don't even go toward the phone if it rains. That's for me. And then I got my own line. I had the granny phone and the phone upstairs in the attic bunking. So I don't know.
But real quick, like, I ain't really trying to change the subject or the mood or nothing. But on the brighter side, man, like, everybody just keep doing their music and all. Shout out to everybody that's doing what they're doing, making moves and everything, man. And
well, bye, Cool Gray. Get on off the line then. We was having a reminisce moment.
My bad.
Go ahead, man. Keep fucking with
me,
dog.
Nah, I'm just playing. I'm joking.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, man.
There's a lot of shit going on, but, I mean, there's a lot of shit that could be prevented as long as we speak into our music, you know?
Yeah, that's real. You know, we got to speak through our music. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, we're making some jokes, but you're saying some real shit. We got to do that, man. I want to say this, but I'm waiting for one of my callers to say it. So I'm gonna keep hinting around to it until somebody really get where I'm going with this. You know, that just goes to show you there's a lot of crazy stuff that's happening around the globe that we need to be aware of. I'm sorry. We need to know what these folks is doing. We need to speak on what the hell is happening, because if we don't, you know, it is what it is. It's a very serious issue. I can't stress this enough. I'm going to give you an example. Last year, my youngest daughter, she was doing some sort of science project. And, you know, I used to be a real big science buff before I got older. But anyway, her teacher was talking about, you know, they was talking about not quantum physics, but they was talking about the solar system, time and energy and things of that sort. And so now I'm real interested to find out just his whole theory of how he's teaching the class, how all this stuff works. And what struck me as you know, not strange, I'm going to say interesting, was the fact that he was teaching the students that there is, you know, in terms of current science events, you know, just like Christopher Columbus said that the world was flat. You know, at least that's what he said, got on the ship, and, you know, they thought the world was fucking flat, so you're going to get on the ship and fall off the earth. That's what they thought. They realized the earth was round, but they set out in the perception that they thought the world was flat and this, that, and the other. Well, they used to think that there was, you know, science was used to teach, you know, to students that pretty much there was 9 planets in our solar system. You know, 9 planets that we can actually physically see. And they gave you all the names. You had to put them on the little chart and all that other stuff. Well, nowadays they're teaching your kids that there's more than 9 planets in our solar system. And when she said that, I became very, very interested in this whole theory of how he came up with this. Now, this dude, man, a teacher now, teacher in the public school system. I'm not going to put the county out there, but I'm just going to just say this is what they're teaching your students. This way of teaching in school. That they have been found out there somewhere in some high-powered telescope somewhere across the globe has detected that there is an additional binary star that's out there. That so many thousands of years it actually shows up in the solar system and shit happens.
Matter of fact, I was about to wait. Corey didn't want to say something about that. Hold up.
Okay, bring him on.
Yo, Jay.
Yo, what up?
Yo, what's good? Yo, V-Dub, what's good?
What's up, boo boo?
Yo, man, I know what you're talking about, man. I'm going to just say the whole name. That planet got 2 names, Planet X and the Rubu.
Okay.
And that's John 4 times the size of Jupiter and is behind Pluto. And I don't know why they just, somebody found it in 2009, they took the YouTube video off, but they tried to release it, talking about something, they just found it. I'm like,
yeah.
Somebody been exposed it.
That's right. That shit been there. The thing that got me the most is like the whole theory. I mean, when he explained Planet X and he explained what was happening. Now, I stopped my daughter after she explained it because he gave her notes, he gave her all the reference and the whole 9 yards. And I was like, wow. Okay, so let's back up. So what's going to happen as this planet gets closer and closer to our solar system? Like, well, according to what the teacher said, you know, some catastrophic events that's going to happen. You know, we're going to have, you know, massive tidal waves. We're going to have, you know, poles are going to shift. We're going to have a lot of stuff. Last time this happened, that's when the dinosaur age ended. It's like, Well, that kind of makes a little sense. You know?
Yeah, they gave us a preview. You know, everybody know that movie with Bruce Willis.
They gave us a preview. I'm just saying, the thing that kept me on Independence, the movie, what was it? Not Independence Day. That was what we are. What was the movie? Armageddon. The movie Armageddon, the shit that pissed me off with Armageddon, yo. All right. I'm just saying, this was just me. I'm sitting there watching the movie, and I'm like really feeling the whole vibe. The world finna end. This big rock finna hit the planet. They finna send these people up on the shuttle to stop this rock from hitting us. Now, all I'm trying to say is this. If that is actually happening right now, how the movie portrayed it, it kind of bothered me a little bit because it was too many people that was all kind of, you know, they didn't get all distraught until, you know, they really knew the shit was coming. You know, they really just like, no, all right, this fucking rock finna hit the goddamn planet and we finna all be fucked up. But when the story first broke, now, remember the very first scene of the movie? You remember who's in the first scene of the movie, right?
No,
the first little rock hit.
I was actually trying to remember the movie today because I was trying to think of the name. I wasn't sure if it was Deep Impact or Armageddon.
Yeah, it was Armageddon. And it was a comedian that was in there, and he was walking his dog, and the rock came, and it fell. And that was the smart, the comedian that when that rock hit the ground and him and his dog was standing out there, and that nigga got him and his dog and got the fuck on, was the smartest person in the entire movie. He didn't have to wait for no news bulletins. When that rock came down, bam, hit the ground, and he saw what the fuck was going on, he didn't need nobody telling what he needed to do. Now, everybody else was all just like, okay, it is what it is. I'm like this. I think it's some shit that is happening.
Yeah, I don't even think I can confirm something right now if whoever listening want to look this up and see if I'm wrong, because Russia just came up with something talking about they about to build a hotel and charge $1 million a head, and the hotel isn't even on Earth. It's in space.
Exactly. That's right. It's
like,
up there.
I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. It's some shit. All I'm saying is, look, they done got you can actually take a flight on a ship like the space shuttle, so to speak, where you actually take a cruise around the globe and you got to pay extra money for that. All I'm trying to say is these folks been trying to leave this blue ball for a long time. I learned in the Navy that rats leave a sinking ship. When that boat can't be fixed, trust me, the rats come up and they jump overboard first. They ain't waiting on nothing. And all I'm trying to say is they done all this shit down here and done fucked every goddamn thing up. Now they trying to leave our black ass down here. I think somebody need to be paying attention to that shit. Somebody need to be saying something. I mean, it's too much shit being built underground all around, and it's too much dumb shit happening, and then when we just sitting around, just ain't like it ain't fucking happening. This earthquake today should have been a prime example. All I'm saying is last time I checked, you know, y'all told us California was falling in the goddamn ocean. What the fuck is happening over here on the East Coast? What the fuck is y'all doing?
Yeah, you remember when that earthquake happened overseas and I was talking about the oil spill and all that? I said it was going to come back over here.
Right.
I ain't remember that. We was on the air talking about it. I said it was going to come back.
We was talking about it on the air. It's like some real, trill shit is getting ready to happen. Yeah, and all I'm saying is I got a guy that's in media that covers every world event, every nook and cranny, every volcano eruption, every earthquake. And I'm going to tell you something. Ever since that story broke, nuclear plants have been burning the fuck down, melting down. Oh. Explosions have been happening. Shit,
you know,
happening all well.
They had a 5.9. I think they said that's what it was. Earthquake in VA, and VA got a nuclear plant.
That's right. Exactly.
I'm like, they crazy. Like, they got a nuclear plant, and that it was that close.
Exactly. All I'm trying to say is I think some shit done happened And it would surprise me if they eventually they roll up with the gas mask and say, you know, when you go to your local grocery store, go ahead and get you some canned goods and some shit like that. Get ready. Get fucking ready, because it's going down. The folks has got money trying to get this blue ball if y'all ain't figured it out.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to get a ticket on that ship to get on up out of here, man.
Yeah, man. All right, Pete, man. I seen Jay-Z yacht, man. It's not even a yacht. It's a cruise ship. Don't be fooled.
Jay-Z already figured it out. Him and Rockefeller, they finna sell off at the end of the fucking sunset, Chuck. Niggas with money got plans.
I know.
That's what I'm trying to say. So just understand and know it's real in the battlefield, man. That's some real shit, though. That's real. I'm just saying. I'm saying it in a joking way because I'm trying not to get in trouble again tomorrow. You know.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to get in trouble, but I'm gonna, I know I'm gonna take it there. It's coming. It's coming for the night is over. I'm gonna say it. But real talk. Yeah, you're right. That when the teacher taught my daughter that, I really asked her just really what she felt about it, and she convinced me that there's something to this whole entire story, because what got me the most is that, well, damn, they told it was only fucking 9 planets and the sun, and, you know, we evolved from amoebo acids. You know, that's what they told us. I'm just saying. Then the shit changed. Like, damn, I went through all these tests and studied all this shit, and, you know, and they told me the universe came from a Big Bang theory. An explosion happened, and dust just clung to each other, and that's how shit came to be. Like,
we should start wrong, because as soon as they put the word theory in there, it's automatically a theory, which means it's not even a proven fact. Just like the theory of evolution.
Yeah, the theory of evolution, which is bullshit.
It's
a process.
Mother that he died and his assistant still took on a project, so they don't even know what they're talking about. But that's what we taught in schools. And from generation to generation, if that keep progressing, of course nobody's going to find out the real truth. And that's the problem we got right now.
Oh, yeah. The problem right now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to play devil's advocate just for a second, see if somebody's going to catch this. What got me was the fact that what happened, all right, you remember, now, I know they still do this now because I watch a lot of world news. But it was real big, like, in the 80s and, well, it kind of died down in the 90s. But I know all, like, 82 all the way to 89. You know, we had all these guys over there, all these geological digs, and they digging up shit and they looking at stuff. What the fuck happened? Somebody tell me this. You know, what happened to the last historical geological find that they found there in Egypt in modern day history that's got all this shit spinning out of control now? I remember there was a guy that came on PBS. I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to let y'all look it up. But there was a guy that came on PBS, and he would put it out there that we have found this particular tomb of this particular person that's going to prove, you know, that where civilization started and blah, 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 and woo, woo, woo. And well, I guess when they did the DNA and realized what the fuck it was, that shit went silent. They still digging. They still doing some shit. But whatever the fuck they found, that shit went quiet real quick. Now, we go past that. We go even further back in his story. Why is it that everyone that got supreme knowledge all had to travel to Egypt? And why is it that the same place where they were digging up all this shit at is kind of in the same region where we still got our troops at out there, you know?
They're just happy that Gaddafi is claiming he's not leaving.
Yeah. You know, I'm just saying.
He knows what he's sitting on right now. That's all. He knows what he's sitting on. That's why. When somebody say the Rebels did that, but I'm not leaving, he knows what he's sitting on. Like, he don't care if the Rebels came. But.
Man, look. I'm just saying, it's a lot of stuff. It's some stuff that's happening that, I mean, some people, they like, yeah, I remember that, but then it's like, do you really remember what the hell they was talking about? I'm going to tell you the thing that got me that they kind of really put in the face, in everybody's face, all right? I'm going to say this. I'm going to just jump, and I'm not going to create a conspiracy theory, but I'm going to say this. All right, if I was to ask you, from everything you've read and you know, when we first put man on the moon, that was televised. Do you think that that event actually occurred in the way it was shown to us on television? One small step for man, one giant step for mankind. Y'all remember the speech.
I don't even know, man. Cause it's so much secrets and stuff they be hiding.
I was just saying,
I want to see a president suit up and go up there and tell me that they walked on.
Man, I think when you see the president suit up. And you know, he already suited up enough when he get on Air Force One and Air Force Two and all the other stuff that's out there. When you see the president throwing up the deuces and he ain't in the White House no more and he's somewhere remotely kicking back, getting martinis, get this shit. When you see that scene, when they let that shit slip out, you can kiss all this shit goodbye.
Yeah, they did it today because he was in Puerto Rico when this earthquake happened.
Exactly. I'm trying to tell you, man, rats leaders, they know what the fuck going on. They ain't stupid. They don't have all that surveillance and Secret Service for nothing. These are some of the smartest minds in the world. And trust me, if anything, that's why the whole 9/11 was bullshit. A plane was on its way to the White House and they shot it down. It hit the Pentagon. Yeah, I believe that. I believe that, like, it's going to rain purple raindrops tomorrow. Come on, man. 5,000 people all knew not to come to work that day. Come on, now.
Scary.
I'm just saying, shit is happening, man. But, you know, we got to speak on it. Because if we don't, I'm just saying, the earthquake today got me because I thought it was a plane flying over my personal residence, and I went and checked it out, and it was a fucking earthquake. At least that's what they're saying. All right, that don't sound right, but, hey, that's what they're going to say. So, let me do my research.
Yeah, man, when that happened, I'm saying with DJ Cool, right? We were so cool. And you know how, like, somebody can tap on something that's near you and then move and you feel it, like, when you're sitting down or something?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what I thought was happening, and then it just got real deep. I'm like, we just look at each other like, yo. And then we look at everything. We're like, oh, shit. Shit is shaking. I'm like, oh,
shit,
man. Then you just stand outside and the neighbors start tripping like, oh, my gosh, the ground is shook. Because we got white neighbors. So you know how they react.
You know, it's like, man, look, all I'm trying to say is the shit was enough for me to get up out of my bed and look around like, what the fuck is going on, Charlie? Like, goddamn, okay. And I'm just saying, man, come on. There's some shit happening. For all y'all that do not know, pay attention to what's going on around the globe so you can really find out what's happening right here in the good old USA. And pay attention to what they're telling you. Pay attention to where they're telling you what's going on and what they're finna do about it. All I'm saying is that there's no such thing as coincidence. So throw the word coincidence out the fucking window because that is not the deal. It's not a coincidence. Everything is happening for a reason. And I remember the last time we had a certain level of catastrophic events, everybody said it was this, that, and the other, and come to find out it was something way different. I mean, all across the globe, people are looking at things in a very, you know, speculative way. They're speculating on what can happen. They're anticipating what, you know, what's going to be the next thing. You know, if we really just kind of get deep with it for just a second, you know, the word tells you that when these things happen, to take these as signs. Take these as signs. Earthquake in dire places. Dire places. I get it right. Pay attention. At least that's what they're saying. So, that's real. Everybody I know that's got money, man. Like you right, man. Folks is, you know, they trying to leave here for a reason. I think if they just come clean and just told us there's a big old rock hitting for us and ain't nothing we can do. You know, I don't see them saying it, but I'm just saying if they did, you know, really, we'll, you know, just we'll see how real it gets from that point. You know, what you gonna, you know, what now what? You know, we have an earthquake approximately 7 days after the stock markets have, all the markets around the globe are all suffering a certain level of economic loss because they want the U.S. dollar out. They're trying to introduce another currency.
Yeah.
That's not, you know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is.
That's another thing right there that's, like people should already know. Like, if you notice, like, the U.S., like, they owe a lot.
Yeah. You just can't keep creating debt and not paying the shit back. You know, that credit card been maxed out a long time ago. And it's sad now that when import and export, when folks that buy your goods start to tell you we don't want your money anymore, that's some serious shit.
Yeah.
You need to think about that for a second. You ever been somewhere where your money was not any good? I'm trying to get you to wrap your brain around a concept. Can you imagine having money in your pocket and going to your local corner store to buy you whatever you normally buy, and he tells you this money is no good here anymore? That is exactly what is happening and has happened to the U.S. dollar.
So the only thing you can do is do what?
Well, what you say,
they do it. And that's why somebody just sitting on it right now.
What you're supposed to do is this. All right, now, because the paper ain't worth the paper it's printed on, there are still certain things you can do with it. But the longer you hold it, the less it becomes of value. So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to find out what can you purchase that's going to offset, you know, that loss that you're losing. So in other words, if, you know, I'm just going to put some things out there. If you've been looking at the standard of gold, platinum, silver, precious metals, you know, because the dollar is becoming weaker, precious metals are becoming more and more of the commodity that you want to park your money into. But there's only a certain way you can get access to, you know, enough of it to sustain the loss of what the paper dollar is suffering. And the alternative is, okay, we just get rid of the dollar altogether and we just start over and come up with a new currency. But we can print money like there's no fucking tomorrow. You know, that's why we burn money every year. You know, that's why we're in this fucking mess right now. That's why the shit's fucked up now. You know, it's just like somebody giving you a dollar and it's only $2 in existence. But if I give you that, you know, you're going to borrow that dollar, but you got to pay me back $3. If you take my dollar and agree to that, you just agree to do the impossible because there's only fucking $2 in existence.
Yeah.
But that sounds like insanity, right? But that's how our economy works in terms of bureaucracy and politics and all the bullshit that goes with it. You know? You ever wonder why? I'm gonna tell you. I got a little brother, and I used to fuck with him a lot, you know, because it took him a while. He was not good at math, so I hate to say this, but I'm just going to show you just the simplicity of all this. All right, my brother would have a paper dollar, and I would have 10 pennies, and he would see that $1, and I'll have the 10 pennies, and he would be convinced that the 10 pennies was worth more than the $1. Why? Because he saw more. He saw 10 pieces versus this one piece. Now, even though that piece of paper said it was worth all that other bullshit, in his mind, those 10 pieces was more. Because simplicity tells him that that's one, and that's 10, and 10 is more than one. Think about that for a second. That's, you know, if that's, if, you know, we have been taught that whatever they print on that fucking dollar is what the business is. But the powers that be have also shown us that I don't give a fuck what you put on it. If the debt is not being paid, it ain't worth shit.
You know.
So maybe my brother wasn't as stupid as I thought he was. Maybe he had it right from the very beginning. Make you think now. That's real talk. I'm just saying. You know, we just got to pay attention to certain things. I learned the older we get, we start to teach ignorance versus true fact. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes the true fact, you know, a lot of times don't come out until later on. But that's something to think about, man. And you know what? The copper that they put into the pennies is worth more than the fucking paper that the dollar's printed on. So logically, wouldn't that kind of still imply that what's worth more?
Yeah, that's kind of weird, man. They just sneaky people, man.
Exactly. Yeah, it makes you think. It really makes you think. What the fuck just happened? That's like the ultimate fucking magic trick. You talking about a David Blaine, man? Damn, that's like. Wait a minute. You know, yeah, it says 10 on it, but shit, you know, show me 10 pieces of gold and we cool, you know what I'm saying? See, that was the whole reason. That's why the standard had to be removed, because they knew what the hell was happening, you know? That's just like you got $1 million in your bank account tonight, and you wake up in the morning, and they tell you that even though you got $1 million in the bank, we only insure you up to $250,000. So legally, even though you got $1 million in, you're only responsible for what FDIC says that insurance covers. Think about that for a minute. Trying to show you something. It's a lot of bullshit that we accept throughout the course of all this. And they did it not behind our back. They did it right in our fucking face. You know. Economics is scientific to a degree. It's mathematics. But it's perception. All right? You're taught 2 plus 2 equals 4. But when you start to learn all these accelerated or advanced mathematical skills, we can make 2 plus 2 equal whatever the fuck we want to. If we put a letter in front of it or put, you know, a different variation on it.
Yeah.
He doesn't make the value.
Yeah, I noticed that in school. Because I remember,
yeah.
I'm trying to remember the problem I had, and the teacher, like, my teacher said I was wrong, but it was somewhere. I'm trying to remember. Because it was one of them, two, like, the 2 N or something like that.
That's right.
Plus, it was plus something. It was crazy. Because, you know, N is times the 2, so. The plus after that.
Uh huh. Oh yeah. It's the ultimate way to basically change perception. Okay. The problem will, you know, well, I'm gonna tell you the problems that really intrigued it teased the mind. Whenever you have problems that would give you the answer, and then they will ask you to figure out how did you get it. And then you would come up with the same fucking answer doing something totally different than what the book said, because sometimes the book takes you here, there, and everywhere, and it doesn't fucking make sense. So you'd be like, all right, well, if this is the fucking answer, and it had to be this, 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 and the other.
I used to do that in physics, and the science teacher would look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, because they're like, no, you got to do it this way because this is the formula. who wrote this fucking formula, first of all? Second of all, the question, you know, it does the question that, you know, it's always they want you, you know, you, I'm going to let you on a secret. You know what the reason why they want you to explain how you got that answer is because they want to see what thought pattern and perception that you're taking. Are you going to follow the instructions in this fucking book, or are you going to pretty much use your own mind and figure out what the fuck, how this works? Schools have always been taught to correct your thinking if you're not complying to the popular persuasion, the popular perception. So they teach it backwards. You know, that's why the older you got, that's why math teachers, they became more and more direct on you explaining how you came up with that answer. Write it out. You know, when you turn in your homework, go to the chalkboard, explain to the class how you come up with this. And when you do all your little shit and figure out that answer, and it don't be nowhere near what's in the fucking book, the teacher's got a problem. Why? Because it was not how they wanted you to think. They want you to think a certain way. And do it according to their formula.
Well, fuck.
And, you know, I'm just saying. Makes you think, man. What got me, though, is before I graduated from high school is that, wait a minute, this is the same fucking math teacher that was panicking when we had to go to the fucking metric system. So, motherfucker, if you don't know metrics, you can't even teach us metrics, then you can't teach me shit when it comes to this math. How you going to tell me my answer is wrong, George, as well?
I had this one English teacher, man. He was like the hardest teacher in the school, man. We were supposed to have him for like senior year, right? He went on sabbatical, but we were so happy. That's how hard this teacher was. And then he just made a surprise visit one day. So people asked him questions, he answered every single question. Like, right. They're like, yo, we can't stop him. I'm like, so you want sabbatical? He was like, yeah. I'm like, where'd you go? He was like, I went over to London. I was like, really? So, you saw Big Ben. He was like, yeah, the clock. I said, no, Big Ben is actually the bell inside the clock.
That's right.
He told me I was wrong. Then he came back the next day. He was like, oh, my gosh, you were right.
That's right.
I'm like, you're tired of teacher, but even you can get shit wrong.
That's right.
So I'm like,
you know,
right there I just learned, like, if you, like, anybody could just learn something, like, it's not, like, it's something wrong with the system. Like, it got to be something wrong with the system.
It's a glitch in this matrix, my friend. This matrix has been out of control for a long time. And the sad part of the whole thing is that when you start to awake from this matrix, the more they bombard you with shit to draw you back into it. And until we truly break away from someone else's perception of how things are supposed to be, we're going to continue to, you know, be given a formula or a structure that's meant to build someone else's perception and not your own. The thing that I learned that was most detrimental is that every test that you take nowadays, from going into the armed services to school, you know, to test for SATs, to get into, you know, these universities and so forth, they're testing the intellect, and they're testing it for different reasons. You know, yeah, it's for an IQ test, see how smart you are, but it's all about your perception. What's deemed pliable and what's deemed is what we call an innovative mindset. An innovative mindset person will look at the same problem as what the book will say and come up with his or her own interpretation and explanation of why this answer came to be, which causes you to question the equation or the authority or the instructor who is, you know, giving the instructions. They don't like to be questioned. I learned, though, a great teacher is always a student. So anyone that teaches you anything, yet is not willing to learn something, be very careful.
Yeah.
I talk to folks all the time, man. Before I started in radio, I worked in the banking industry. I worked in finance. I worked with a lot of folks with a lot of money. And just because they got money don't mean they're the smartest motherfucker in the world. They just know how to make money. But the difference is there's a difference between money and real money. Economics versus, how a structure works properly. Certain things has got to happen. They're no longer in our schools teaching you to, because there ain't no jobs, you're going to go to college and end up on all this money. You need to be going in school, learn a trade, learn a skill, learn something that's, so you can use that as a stepping stone and a tool to build your own foundation, build your own level of wealth, so you can break your own chains of poverty. You're not teaching capitalism in that capacity anymore. And there's nothing wrong with that because ain't this what this this rock was built on? I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there, trying to give you something to think about tonight while you smoke your blunt. While you smoking your blunt, I'm going to give you something to think about. Real talk. It is what it is, man. Y'all know what it is. It's real. Pay attention, y'all. All I'm trying to tell you, man, we have 4.9 on the Richter scale today. What's going to happen tomorrow? Man, just stay tuned so you can find out. That's all I can say. Stay tuned so you can find out. Just to kind of share with everyone, just on a little different note, again, while we've been playing a lot of the music and also a lot of this clips and snippets from the industry, I'm going to go deep with you. Pay attention to what your local media companies and larger media companies are doing when it comes to how you're going to be able to access shows like what you're listening to now and programming that you have available in terms of television. Pay attention to what they are doing and what they are saying. And understand and know that if you just look hard enough, you will start to see a pattern. All right. Companies now have figured out that since we want stuff when we want it, on demand, quickly, instantaneously, we have been spoiled to a point where, we're not willing to wait. We want it when we want it. So they can cater to us all these different things that's going to, give us, the small luxuries in life. But also understand this here, that everything that they give you, everything that they're presenting to you, there's a method to the madness. And the way we view television, the way we listen to radio, the things we actually have access to now, not saying they're not going to be around, later on, but they will, it's just going to be a certain way you're going to have to be able to access them. There's going to be certain things you're going to have to do. We dropped this line on the air last week, and I want you to really pay attention to it. A lot of television companies, we're giving away the new LED flat screen HDTVs, $2,000 TVs that we've been given, to share with our, subscribers who are looking to want to get access to this level of programming. Now, an interesting fact is that most of your devices are starting to become more and more sleeker, but they all use what they call this HDMI cable. Now, I want you to, if you have an Xbox or a PlayStation 3 or an HD or a Blu-ray DVD player that uses HDMI cables, I want you to take that cable off out of your Xbox or out of your TV, and I want you to examine it. And when you examine it, you're going to see that there's a chip in both ends of the HDMI cable. And this chip is designed to block frequency for you in order for you to not be able to record and store information. your older TV sets have composites and RCA jacks and so forth that you can actually record your content, store it, backlog it for your own personal use. The newer stuff that's coming is all about there's no, you know, copies of anything. What you want is right here. You just cut it on and watch away. Think about that. First, broadband came along. Then, if you didn't have the little digital signal, you couldn't catch any television signal at all. Now everything is going to streaming. And they are encouraging you that you don't need to record or store information. It's there for the taking. You can just get it whenever you want. I think while we have this technology, I think we need to be getting our hands on everything that is out there and learning everything that we can, because we live in an information age where anything in the world that you want to know about, you have access to if you choose to read and research. But what we have proven that there's only certain things that we will read and research. So therefore, the accessibility issue is starting to be manipulated. If you've been paying attention to Google, you know, Google's site has changed over the last 6 months. You know, Google now, you can actually hook your headset up to Google and speak to Google, and it'll go, it'll search everything on the computer by simply talking to it. Once you pay attention, to what is happening. But, yeah, that's just food for thought, one to grow on, one to think about. Real talk, this is WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I'm going to take, let's see, I'm going to take one more caller right quick, and then we're going to definitely get ready to switch gears. Well, actually, man, I'm getting thumbs up where I can get another caller, because I just ran out of time. Yo, real talk, man. I appreciate everybody definitely calling in, checking in, doing what they do. This is WTEDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Don't take my word for it. Check it out. You know what it is. This is the Urban Experience like never before. Now, we're going to be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time for the grind. You know what I'm saying? So you know what you got to do. You got to pay attention, man. You got to get in where you fit in and understand and know, yo, that you need to know what's popping off. That's real talk, man.